السلام عليك يا ماما أبا
When we go through this book, we find that Mr. Azizullah Atarudi is trying to collect every sentence quoted regarding Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam or from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the books.
For example, if you want to read something about Imam Hussein, you don't know where to find it, which book you can find the information you are looking for. But Musnad stands for compiling everything which is related to Imam Hussein.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher you are listening to. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the month of Muharram. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziainia. Sheikh Mahtavi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziainia, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Let me express my condolences on the occasion of martyrdom of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam and his great companions.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about an author who dedicated one of his most outstanding works to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. He is no one but the late Azizullah Atarudi and his magnum opus or work, Musnad al-Imam al-Shahid Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Sheikh Ziainia, let's start with you for this episode. What information can you give us about Musnad al-Imam al-Shahid Abu Abdullah al-Hussein?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If I want to give a briefing of the content of the book, I should mention that this book is consisting of three volumes. So the first volume is starting with the narrations regarding the birth of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. The beginning moment of the life of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam, and then it moves to his names, his titles, and his virtues, and his imamate, and it goes forward some narrations regarding fatwas, regarding the bravery of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam in battlefields, and his attributes, his personal life.
Very good.
Then after this, Mr. Azizullah Atarudi is emphasizing of this issue that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is not an ordinary figure. So he says that, for example, the chapter 19, for example, he quotes this riwayat that anna rasul yasqal Hussein alayhi salam. The Holy Prophet is the one who was giving water to Abu Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam. You know, he is wisely is trying to give us this image that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a special figure, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking at him in a very, very special way.
That's all right.
Giving him a special position.
That's right.
But this great figure that the Holy Prophet was giving water to him was neglected by Muslim society just 50 years after the demise of the Holy Prophet.
That's all right. So this is, as you said, this book consists, and this Musnad consists of three volumes. Number one, this is his general background.
Yes.
As I have it over here, the second one is Ahadith al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on different topics. It could be Akhlaq, Ahkam one. And the third one is a collection of the narrators of these Ahadith of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Also, there is an epilogue or the ending to that, which is talking about some of the poets who composed some poems regarding Sayyid al-Shuhada. Sheikh Mahtavi, this book, an older musnad, I think, I've heard that Azizullah Taridi have also musnads about the other imams. What do you think the importance of writing this musnad type of thing for imams is, especially for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam? What is the significance?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, before I mention what you asked for, brother, let me just tell Azizullah Ataruddi, may Allah bless him, is one who did kind of musnad, as my brother mentioned, for all of the Ahlul Bayt. We may say something that he wrote a kind of musnad, compiled the riwayat of Ahlul Bayt in the book which is called Musnad. But when it comes to details, we see, for example, for Imam Ali, it's a kind of huge book. Mm-hmm. 25 volumes.
Wow.
He wrote only for Imam Ali. Imam alayhi salam. Then, for example, for Imam Hussein, as you mentioned, 3 volumes.
That's right.
Imam Sajjad, 2 volumes. Imam Baqir, 6 volumes. Again, Imam Sadiq, 22 volumes.
Wow.
These ulama that you are reading their books, if you put their works top of each other, you cannot jump over their works. So just imagine, it is mentioned, for example, for late Ataruddi, that he published more than 100 books.
That's right.
So under 50 titles.
That's right.
So that is a huge contribution that he did for Islamic library.
That is
very important point that we have to take into consideration. But with respect to the question that you said, what is the significance of Musnad, it is really important for a researcher. For example, if you want to read something about Imam Hussein, you don't know where to find it, which book you can find the information you are looking for. But Musnad stands for compiling everything which is related to the life of Imam Hussein, the sayings of Imam Hussein, the companions of Imam Hussein, everything which is related with a slight relationship to Imam Hussein is compiled in the Musnad book.
This is like an encyclopedia.
Yeah, I wanted to say it's a kind of encyclopedia. So it's really easy. Through the alphabetic name you can find it, but you have to follow the order of the book. As my brother mentioned, the information in these three books could be classified in three chapters that you also mentioned. The first chapter is dedicated to merits, names and things of the titles of Imam Hussein. The second volume is with respect to the sayings of Imam Hussein.
I don't fear if from your cradle you depart. You sleep in the deepest oceans of my heart. But if for only a second from me you ocean in my heart would be torn apart.
And especially about the case of Imam al-Hussein is that in this musnad and these authentic resources related to the statements of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, when he left Mecca and Medina for Karbala, all these documents and the sayings and statements of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam show that how much he was after correcting the Muslim ummah. I mean, we have different documents. He started by saying some words by the shrine of Prophet Muhammad, then Omar al-Atraf, his stepbrother, then Umm Salama, and all the people that come here and there, these stations that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam stays on the way to Karbala and give the lectures and the sermons that he gave the night before among the companions. You are free to go. Whoever is ready to go is permitted to go and leave me and this and that. You know, the special case about Musnad and writing Musnad about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is that it gives Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam qiyam and movement a kind of authenticity and shows that how Imam, through his words and actions both, was after correcting the Islamic Ummah. This, I think, Mr. Attaruddin's book, that is Musnad Imam al-Shahid, helped us very much in this regard. Sheikh Zia, any other remarks regarding his book?
To complete your nice points, I should say that this kind of Musnad is somehow an stream that if we go through in it and go with it, we will start from the point of the birth of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam to the martyrdom of His Holiness and also the events that happened after his martyrdom, right, and also the fadila and thawab of ziyarat of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam, and even how to do ziyarat for him.
That's right.
And many other different issues that in a sentence, anything that is related to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam.
May Allah give us the chance of visiting the shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the city of Karbala during the month of Muharram, and being present in the majalis of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, inshallah. This is really a good chance. During the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, unfortunately, most of the visitors to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam are banned from going there, or they have to observe the protocols. But the case is that I think even from far, far away, you can pay visit and homage to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And the case is that scholars like Azizullah Attaruddi help us to give us a picture of what happened to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam through, I say, the literary heritage of the Aimmas. And unfortunately, the best of the people of Allah on the earth were killed and martyred by the worst people on earth. And this is really a tragedy for us.
I also would like to tell that our dear listeners have access to this book through the internet. They can find the book, the digital copy of the book, in Nur Lib and also libishi.io.
That's all very good. This book is written in Arabic language.
And also translated in Farsi.
In Farsi language, that's right. But Nur Lib, as you said, is a big, big digital library. Most of the references, the Shia ones, are available online through software or the PDF format. That's great. Thank you very much for your information. It was very kind of Sheikh Mahdavi. May Allah help us to be among the faithful followers of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's teachings and his trainings. And may Allah bless the soul of the late Azizullah Attaruddi. Thank you very much, Sheikh Zia Inia.
You're welcome. Thank you
for your presence in the program, the teacher, and Sheikh Mahdavi. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Please accept again our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and the month of Muharram. Do not forget us in your du'as and supplications and azadaris in the majalis and the takaya that you go during these days in the month of Muharram. You can visit our website for more information on this program and our previous episodes and download them for free at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, you can visit our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode and another dignitary and famous personality of Shia world, God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Assalamu alaikum, ya Abu Abdullah.
Standing all alone,
standing all alone
in Karbala, she sees burning tents,
sees burning tents,
and remembers Zahra. She remembers Zahra.
I remember Zahra. lights ablaze, alone here I stand, with no one left to embrace. Both my feet are being burned by the sand, and fire scorches my face.